Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weird Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have new music from Brittany Kellogg, Still Ivory, and a debut from Bailey Ray. We'll also be talking about our interviews with Brittany and Still Ivory over the years. This should be fun. Now, before we jump into where we left off the show, I did want to mention something. Indie Country Radio, I will be taking a little break for a couple of weeks because March is about to be crazy busy for us, y'all. And I've got some prior commitments that will take me away from Indie Country Radio like I said, about 2 weeks. But the show in and of itself is not going anywhere. But we will be back on, let me see, when? The 20th of March, I think it is. So, like I said, Indie Country Radio, we'll be taking a break for a couple of weeks because of some prior commitments. But anyway, now that that's out of the way, let's see where we left off the countdown. Taking the number three spot 2 weeks ago was the brand new one from Alina Stone called Personal Space. At number two weeks ago was the brand new one from Amir Goto, Nobody Warned Me. And the number one spot a couple of weeks ago was Just One Look from Alexis Taylor. Who's going to come out on top this week? I guess we'll just have to stick around and find out. All right. Let's go ahead and kick this countdown off with the number three song of the week. At number three this week, we have Brittany Kellogg, who I've had on the show before, a time or two. This is her brand new single 10 years ago, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Brittany after we hear her single 10 years ago coming in this week at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
We've been teenage lovers on a Friday night, passing a bottle, sharing a light, talking about leaving this town. Would we have tied the knot a little too soon? 'Cause who slows down when you're over the moon? Maybe that'd be us, but I don't know. If I met you 10 years ago, we have two little boys and a girl on the way, packing a van, driving down to the lake, tuck them in, sneak a kiss under the stars. But we have moved to Nashville like I wanted to, singing a band to a sold out room. Maybe I'd have a love song. Sometimes it takes a mistake to know how hard a heart breaks.
That was Brittany Kellogg with 10 years ago. Brittany Kellogg was 30 years old when she started singing, and she's never stopped. Her impressive career began at local fairs and talent shows. Anything that I gave her the chance to perform, if it had a stage and a microphone, she was there. Her love of country music started at her first concert. Her love of country music started at her first concert, where she had the opportunity to see Johnny Cash and Jimmy Carter Cash. Brittany knew that she had found her chosen career. Every day since then has brought her one step closer to her dream. Today you'll find Brittany sharing the stage with the likes of Blake Shelton, Chris Young, Lee Bryce, I'm a Little Big Town, Martina McBride, and Eric Basley. She has a large fan base with a local and a worldwide following. Most recently, Brittany has been focusing on writing and performing her original music and covers with her band. It's a deeply personal project, one that allows her to truly showcase her rich, edgy vocal talents. She's also working to create her first EP, while scheduling tour dates across the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Brittany's goal is to create a sound that people can relate to their own personal stories, and to inspire others to pursue their dreams. She's a driven, passionate artist with so much creativity and a love for her craft. And like I said earlier, we had Brittany on the show a pretty good while ago. I can't remember exactly when, but It was probably one of the best conversations I've had in a long time. But let me go ahead and tell you guys where you can see Brittany if you want to catch a show of her sometime. Hold on 1 second. This is taking a sweet time to load, folks. Okay, I guess the page won't load. So, with that being said, that was a Brittany Kellogg coming in this week at number 3 with her brand new single 10 years ago. The number 2 spot this week belongs to a duo that I've gotten to know very, very well over the years. And we've had them on the show a few times. I want to say maybe 2 or 3, something like that. And it's always so much fun when we have them back. I always enjoy catching up with them and seeing what they're doing. Anyway, this is I'm coming in this week at number 2. This is it's Still Ivory with their brand new single Yo Yo on Indie Country Radio.
When you don't want to pay, you pick me up, let me fall, bring me back, nothing at all. I can't take it anymore. You think I'm hanging by a string? No, I'm done jumping when you say so. Not the way it's gonna go. You wanna treat me like a yo yo? You're on your own like a yo yo. You're on your own like a yo yo. On your own now. You wanna treat me like a yo-yo. You're on your own like a yo-yo. You're on your own like a yo-yo. You're on your own now. You're gonna have to find a new one, but it won't be the same. You'll be telling all your best friends I'm the one that got away. We're tangled up, cut you off. Treat me like a yo-yo. You're on your own like a yo-yo. You're on your own like a yo-yo. You're on your own now. You won't treat me like a yo-yo. You're on your own like a yo-yo. You're on your own like a yo-yo. You're on your own.
Number 2 this week, that was Still Ivory with their brand new single Yo-Yo. Still Ivory is a pop country singer-songwriter duo based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Sisters Kaylee and Kristen are known for their harmony-driven powerhouse vocals, relatable original songs, and high-energy live performances. They have opened for several national acts, including Scotty McCreery, Tyler Farr, Abby Anderson, and Bridget McDonald of Lone Star. The girls continue to make fans and friends all over, playing covers and original songs at fairs, festivals, and legendary country music venues such as the Bluebird Cafe, Douglas Corner, the Listening Room Cafe, and the Commodore, and many, many more. The two sisters form Still Ivory, which is their voices and acoustic guitars playing cover songs around local venues and events in their hometown of Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Growing up, music was always around them due to their father being a full-time musician. He taught the girls to play the piano at a young age and bought them their first guitars at ages 15 and 17. Kaylee and Kristen also participated in their school choirs and performing arts program throughout high school. After they graduated, the ladies performed wherever they could and began writing their own songs. They completely fell in love with songwriting and decided in August of 2017 to uproot and move to Nashville, Tennessee to chase their dreams. As soon as they moved, they hit the ground running, spending most of their time in the writing room, co-writing songs on Music Row, and playing live shows all over at fairs, festivals, parties, showcases, songwriter rounds, and other venues. And now the girls are making a name for themselves not only as singer-songwriters, but as talented artists and entertainers. Still Ivory has released several singles independently, including the song I Love My Mess, which you heard on Indie Country Radio, and it placed them as semifinalists in the International Songwriter Competition, as well as finalists in the USA Songwriting Competition this past year. They were featured on the Nashville Dreamin' Country Volume 1 album alongside 10 other talented artists through an online songwriting competition in 2017, and recently they have been listed on National Songwriters Association International as ones to watch. Still Ivory plans to release new music early in 2020, as well as tour. And speaking of tour, let me go ahead and tell you guys where you can catch a Still Ivory show. And apparently, on that page isn't coming up either. I don't know what's wrong never mind. It's up finally. March 15th from 9 to 10 p.m. they will be at the Commodore Grill in Nashville. April 8th from 8 to 9 p.m. at a General Remembrance for a bus call in Nashville. April 11th at the Corner Bar and Grill from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. in Pickerington, Ohio. April 17th at Sulphur Creek Resort from 6 to 9 p.m. in Burkesville, Kentucky. And April 25th at L30 Barbecue from 8 to 11 p.m. In Buchris, Ohio. And I hope I said that a town name right. If I didn't, I apologize. So anyway, that was I'm coming in this week at number two. The number one single this week belongs to an artist by the name of Bailey Ray. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Bailey after we hear her debut single. I'm coming in this week at number one. This is Bailey Ray with I've Never Been This Lonely on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
And it kept running through my mind of all the nights you never came home. Heart felt good mornings like shadows in the dark just disappeared. Oh, I've never been this lonely except when you. We'll be right back.
And top on the chart this week, that was the debut single from Bailey Ray, I've Never Been This Lonely. Bailey Ray, a 17-year-old country music singer, a singer and former, is a proud small-town Oklahoma girl because Texas is her second home. Reading like the lyrics of a hit song, she discovered the power and persuasion of country music after her Grammy went to a garage sale and found a box of old country vinyl records that had belonged to Bailey's great great grandmother. She began listening to the long love songs of Eddie Arnold, Gretel and Buck Owens, getting a taste for the soul stirring rhythms and inflections and inflections that make up that traditional country music sound. Laying that first piece of vinyl on the turntable has since spun Bailey's love for music into a live purpose. Before devoting herself to keeping traditional country music alive, Bailey was already a natural on the stage and under the bright lights. At an early age, she began clogging on a competitive team, and she soon found a true passion for performing. Bailey's hard work and dedication helped her win several national championships and onto a world championship, competing with our clogging team. Similar to the title of Reba's 1992 hit, Is There Life Out There? Bailey loved clogging, but I wanted something more. She'd been singing in church for years, and after hearing of a vocal coach in Denison, Texas, Bailey started performing with the Shonda Rhimes Entertainment Group. It was then that she began to strike the right chords and fine-tune her singing skills. Fast forward to today, Bailey is still performing almost every weekend at opera shows, events, festivals, and acoustic gigs. With her passion for entertaining, Bailey loves to sing traditional country and classic country music, and has been blessed with many exciting opportunities, including performing shows at Branson, Missouri, and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Elvis's Graceland in Memphis, and at a CMA Music Fest in Nashville. I'm telling you guys where you can see Bailey at a show if you want to catch a show of hers. If it'll load, here we go. The 29th, which is tomorrow, she'll be at First Monday Trade Days in Canton, Texas, and at Salt Liquors in Grand Saline, Texas. With all that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this edition of Indie Country Radio. I did want to tell you right quick, Wednesday at 4:30 Central, not Tuesday, but Wednesday because the schedules are gonna get a little bit crazy in March, like I said earlier. But Wednesday at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely Alexi Hayden joining us again. And it's been a long time since I've caught up with Lexi, so I'm really looking forward to that interview. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode right here. Hey, you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.